Well, there we are. That's called Run for Cover. It's by Stephen Taylor and the Signatures. That's a bit of Northern Soul there for you. If you like your Northern Soul, don't forget Tony Della's programme. But right now, I'm joined on the line by Stephen Taylor. Stephen, very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, look, to fess up, we're talking to each other on Zoom, and you are patently not old enough to have been around the first time that Northern Soul first hit the streets, that classic sound. So how did you get into all this?
I'm 27 years old, so I kind of missed it by a little way. My parents, you know, I was very lucky to be brought up with music loving parents, and my dad used to DJ up in Leicestershire. And I was actually talking to my mum the other day, and she was telling me something that I hadn't heard it before, but she was saying that when she was pregnant with me, when I was in her womb, she'd used to go to my dad's DJ nights and stuff. So I was listening to that music before I was even born. So,
now, you see, they say that, don't they? They say that babies pick up on sound in the womb. So it was literally in your blood when you were born.
Yep. So, you know, I was feeding the rhythms of Edwin Starr and Jackie Wilson, you know, long before those 27 years ago, you know.
And how did it come that you formed the Signatures? Because this is kind of what you do, isn't it? It's not just a one-offy type thing. This is what you do.
Yeah. You know, I've been performing with them for 4 or 5 years now. They sort of originated as a band before then, and there's been a sort of a few lineup changes and stuff, but really we've been solid for the last 3 or 4 years, really settled and really working on our sound, and hence why we sort of decided to, it was probably time to get some music out there, like a proper album and stuff. You know, we've released singles and stuff in the past, but we actually have a body of work now which we're really proud of and is a bit of us, you know. It's an album where people can, you know, if they listen to us live, that's what we kind of wanted to recreate on the album, you know.
Fantastic. Now, I mean, the whole idea of Northern Soul, as I understand it back at the time, but it was cherished for being underground, for not being pop, and for effectively for being a little bit niche. So is that how you write? You write in that style. It's not pop. You're not just trying to adapt stuff across. You're writing to keep it niche, are you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's the whole nature of the whole music. You know, we wanted to stay as true to that as possible. Obviously we're recording with much more modernized techniques and stuff than they would have done in the 60s and 70s, but it's sticking true to you know, to that music. You know, the way we recorded the album was much like they would have done it in the 60s and 70s. You know, we had the core group of 4 or 5 of us in one room sort of as a live sound, and then we added in the horns and stuff separately. But, you know, that I think that what helps give it that live feel that I think shines through.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's talk about the album while we're at it. That's Run for Cover. It's the first single off of it. Is that a taster of the whole album, or are there any other little nuggets in there of a slightly different twist?
Yeah, do you know, I think the beauty of the album is that there is kind of, it's all variation on a theme, really. You know, there's like slightly different songs that you think, oh, that's got a different guitar sound than the other song, but it all feels of the same world, you know. And I think that's the beauty of Northern Soul as well. You know, you've got such a vast array of musicians and singers, and you know, these Northern Soul records were coming out of all different places in America, which is obviously a big vast space, and so it's the beauty of that. You know, we've got some old tracks there that were written in the 60s and 70s that we've put our own spin on, and a couple of the artists that we had the opportunity that they've come over to the UK to perform. So we thought we'd take a couple of theirs and pay tribute to some of them as well, which is kind of cool.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, you talk about being out on tour. You're coming to Peterborough's Key Theatre this coming Sunday, September the 5th. You're also going to be in Cambridge at the Cambridge Soul Festival at November 12th. Are you looking forward to that? That's a stupid question, I'm pretty sure, but...
Hey, I look forward to every single gig, and that's no word of a lie. And especially the Cambridge gig. You know, we're, I think, performing that weekend with the Flirtations, who are an incredible original 60s, 70s soul act, much like the Supremes of America. You know, they came over to the UK in the 70s, I think, and have had a couple of big Northern Soul hits and stuff. And they're lovely ladies that we've had a chance to work with before. And then also, yes, in Peterborough on Sunday, we're performing with Lorraine Silver as well, who's another, you know, Northern Soul legend. Yeah, I kind of, it's so strange that I get to talk about this and that I get to perform with these people that, you know, you know, my mom and dad would have listened to their records when they were younger, and now I get to perform with the actual people is kind of crazy, you know.
From your dad's point of view as well, as you say, he used to DJ this stuff. It must be a great honor for him that there's his son and his son's band and everything with these people. That's a great validation, isn't it?
Yeah, they love it. I mean, they come to far too many of my gigs, to be honest. you know, I'll be traveling over to Western Supermare, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my mum and dad are going to be there again just because they can't get enough of it, which is lovely. But it's also like, okay, you know, we do play, you know, a lot of the similar records most of the week. So I don't know, they're obviously not getting tired of it. But yeah, I think it is a real affirmation for my dad and my mum. I think also, you know, I think their pride comes across, but also they just love the music. And I think that's the main thing, that they've passed on their passion for that to me. You know,
and you obviously, I mean, judging by what you've said there, the singers that you're working with, the fact that your dad used to DJ and he can't get enough of your music, you're obviously that authentic sound. So for Northern Soul fans listening right now, tickets for those two events, the Key Theatre this coming Sunday and the Cambridge Soul Festival November 12th, those are ones you need to be going and buying right now, don't you?
Absolutely, they're going to be crackers. Fantastic. Promise.
Excellent. Listen, we'll hopefully catch up with you again. We'll look forward to seeing you in Cambridge in November. But things seem to be opening back up now. So if you're in the area, do let us know. It's a great single. We love it a lot. Stefan, thanks ever so much for talking to us today.
My absolute pleasure. My pleasure.